K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Good morning, good morning, good morning, one and all, and it's time to get techie with it. We have both Charles Mall, Charles Miller in-house, and it is time for Tech Talk. And again, if you have a question of a technical nature, just go ahead and give us a call on that old-fashioned technical device or that fancy new iPhone at 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're both here. This is amazing.
We are. I was kind of dragging myself up the stairs here this morning, and then, Charles Miller here feeling bad for me, and he told me he was up at 2:30 this morning.
Seems like my brain just can't stop. I've got so much stuff to do, and I have to go work on equipment early in the morning. It just kind of gets old. But, you got to do it, and to keep these systems running, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, especially critical ones. It's a big deal.
Yeah, just being in electronics, I deal with more than just phones. I'm dealing with medical equipment, dealing with, you don't realize the resources that they have to rely on these people from outside that build the machines. It may be made in, Wisconsin or something, and they got to bring the guy down from Wisconsin to repair them. But when you can't fly, there's got to be some other other avenues. And
sure,
so you look to local people to do the electronics work. And so I've been doing a lot of board repair on things that I don't really get to repair all the time. So I've been extremely busy, and I'm kind of really ready for a vacation. I might have to take my coronavirus vacation
now. I'm ready for a break. As a matter of fact, last weekend I took off and went up to Elk City Lake. The hiking trail?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 15 miles in, 15 miles back. Not that I made the whole 15 miles in, 15 miles back, but I made a run at it. So, I went with one of my buddies, and the only thing I brought back with me that really stuck with me was poison ivy. I've got this arm here that I've made this sleeve where, it gets to the point where, this stuff starts being a problem.
Itching,
right?
It's really bad.
Well, it's just not the itching. It's, it kind of pusses up. So I made this sleeve from an old tube sock, so I'd lathered it up and sealed it off. And now I'm trying to keep it from touching it.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got to be careful with that poison ivy. That stuff is
it's nasty. I'll tell you, once you have that, it seems like, you really learn to watch out for it because it's no fun.
My wife's a gardener, so she's always in her little greenhouse in the back. But we have a big treed-in yard with tons of bushes, and we get tons of ragweed. So, and ragweed and that terrible stuff there, you're going to get it. But I always tell her, I said, just wear big, long gloves when you're digging around in there, because if you're going to get that poison ivy, that's going to eat up your arms. I mean, it's just going to eat them up. And it does. But now it never affected me. I've been in poison ivy. I've actually pulled it up by the roots with my hands and never knew it. And she'll go, that whole big old pile over you have those, there's poison ivy, and I never knew it, but I never broke out anywhere. So I must be a pervious to it, I guess. I don't know.
I was up until a certain time. It seemed like then all of a sudden I get it. Well, I have to just look at it.
And it just loves you. It wants to jump under your skin.
Sure.
Man. Well, it's just been a really busy time for both of us. I know that you've been busy too, but you've had some pretty interesting projects this week.
I have. I'm really getting to work on some of the stuff. I used to go to Portland to get my fix on, working on these virtual machines. Because, for example, now I'm getting to do some of those here. So that's been kind of fun. And what I do, I create these virtual machines, which basically it's one physical box. It's got like 6 or 8 servers, physically on there.
Yeah.
And so I put a 10 gigabit connection between a couple of 2 or 3 of those, so they replicate everything back and forth. Then I have an environment that's really pretty heavy duty, and that stuff is starting to come down to the workstation level, like on Windows 10, where they have a 10 user version Windows 10, but Microsoft has kind of kept that sealed, and it's only available on their Azure cloud platform. So you have to be on there. Because, you know, everything that I'm getting now, the SQL databases, the Windows servers, they're all designed to operate in their cloud. So you can see what they're doing. Because, you know, when you do back office stuff, can you tell the difference whether it's here or whether it's somewhere else? Well, you might performance-wise, or if you have if you have stuff that you have to take back and forth. But right now, it's the hybrid cloud. That's kind of my world, and yeah. I like working in that environment because the stuff works locally, so it's still fast. But you actually replicate it to the cloud, so you can run up there for some things and just let it run. So you use processing power that can kind of be doled out.
Yeah.
You know, which that's where the cloud's going to come in because a lot of stuff is running in the cloud now. You know, all the big guys are moving their stuff up there because, you know, they're only paying like 10 or 20 cents on a dollar for processing power, you know. Yeah. So it's hard to, you know, not go that way.
Yeah. It seems like when you get into it that deep, you know, all these companies pumping stuff up there, that it would be the most cost-effective way, than trying to have a storage database somewhere here, locally, that's a lot of machine power.
Right. And then storage is so cheap, because storage is not only getting less expensive, but you can get so much of it. So how much of it you get up, how much of it you get down depends on your internet connection. So that's getting to be the critical thing.
Yeah.
Because that's how you connect everything.
Well, speed, that's what they're always talking with the 5G, trying to get that speed up as fast as they can. The only problem with that, the more power you produce, the more problems you're going to have. I can see speed being a factor when you're trying to bring information back and forth.
Yeah. They say 5G is coming on pretty strong, but now it's like everything is put in a coma, so we're going to have to wake the economy up here pretty soon and figure out how to get back into play. But at least we have a lot of remote capability. Like right now, for example, I do a lot of stuff remote. I put in a new server scenario at Bell's Campers. They moved into their new facility. Nice place, lots of room. And so once I put the server in there, then I could just work from my office.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a lot of that. So now, I've got a lot of people. Like, for example, we got a call from our buddy Charlie Turbaletti.
Yeah,
Where a friend of his here that had trouble with Facebook and stuff like that. That's what we just need to be able to do those remote.
And Facebook has been a problem for everybody. And the problem is mainly because people are using it so much now. There's more social, since the social distancing, the social media has become the big thing to where they can communicate with each other. But what they don't realize is, the friend of a friend of a friend of a friend is going to have some kind of a problem on their system that's going to pass over to you. And that's what happened to hers. A friend of Charlie's, got hacked in her Facebook accounts. And she lost a lot of her information, and she couldn't access a lot of her information. And so she had to go back in and change her passwords to be able to get back on her account. And that's why Charlie called us, to see if we can help her. Of course, her son came in and reset the password because she didn't have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. But, the more you're communicating with people, you've got to beware of the fact that opening every type of thing that they have that they send you, you got to be careful that it's coming directly from them and not somebody else that's attached to their account. People pick up viruses from all different places and pass them along. So you just got to be real careful on Facebook.
Definitely. Yeah, because all those little things, that's why I avoid those mass mailings. Well, copy 50 of your friends, with this one thing that you just got to have.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's malicious? It's like the coronavirus,
you don't want to pass it around to everybody. Yeah.
No, some things you just don't pass around. You wear your mask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never got into those things where, send this to this guy or send this to that guy and you'll have a better day or something like that. They always give you some kind of reward for passing it on, but you never know what you're passing on.
That's right, or where it came from. If you start looking at the source of stuff, that's why there's so much misinformation going on the internet right now. It's just like, it's almost like the rest of the world. There's so much BS, that you have to weed through. How do you know this is real or not?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what it is. It's false advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ugly. Yeah, it's ugly.
It really is.
Because it's misleading so many people, and all of a sudden you're wasting time, you're wasting money, and you know, it's just no good. Yeah. So, you know, how do you weed through this kind of environment? That's why I'm working on trying to create this IT village community, which is more of an online presence, having to share information, which is actually useful.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, I'm trying to use this wiki format, because wiki is basically like an encyclopedia. You know, you have a knowledge base, and everybody contributes.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm looking to kind of collect, get a collective going.
Yeah.
You know, of people who really have good things to share, because we're all so isolated. It's just like walls are going up everywhere, you know, instead of the other way around. So at least digitally we can share stuff if you know who you're dealing with. And that's why I like dealing with locals.
Yeah.
You know, I can look locals in the eye
be able to know who you're dealing with.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Tech Talk, and we'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Eagles soar, and K1 is helping celebrate the Oklahoma Wesleyan University class of 2020. Join us for their virtual commencement ceremony today, beginning at 2:30 on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Families and friends can also view the ceremony from the comfort of their homes on K1TV.com, courtesy of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Timmons Sheet Metal, and Oklahoma Wesleyan University Adult Studies. Join in celebrating the outstanding accomplishments of the Oklahoma Wesleyan University Class of 2020 on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 and K1TV.com. Congratulations, graduates!
Listen to K1 anywhere and with Amazon Echo.
Alexa, tune to KWON Bartlesville.
Getting station KWON.
One more way to enjoy your favorite station. K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Good morning, rise and shine. 41 degrees. It is 7:42, and we're back with Tech Talk with Charles Miller and Charles Mall. And your phone calls at 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen.
I was talking a little bit about, you know, we talk about networking with people. You know, most of your big companies, like even Apple or just any of those companies, Microsoft, whoever, they're always in this mode of, you know, they have so many people working on projects, trying to keep it all sorted out. I know a lot of people this last week or last month have been experiencing huge amounts of problems with iOS. You're not hearing as much in Android as you are with the iOS. But when they did the last releases of software updates, they had to go back and redo it all. So 13.1 is now up in beta testing. But the old 12.4s and all those that have come out just in the last month or so, loaded with bugs and problems. And the problem was, it wasn't just the fact that they were having, you know, just minor software issues. They were creating hardware issues as well. So guys like me that do hardware repairs, let's say I install a screen. When the screen gets installed, the problems that we're going to create in software, if you had a brand new phone, you'd go, hey, something's not right. You would think it was a software issue. Now, since you've had a screen repair, you think now this part that they've put in is wrong, and it really was just a software issue. So, you know, we would put in these screens and have people coming in the very next day saying, hey, things aren't responding the same, but it wasn't really the screen. It was actually the software update that was creating the issues. So we were getting, like, for instance, one display was having ghosting images. They would say when you're typing on the keyboard, you get these ghosts of letters. They look like they're ghosting each other. And then they're jumping all around, and you can't make them work. So we're thinking, okay, it's a bad display. So we take it in as a warranty issue, swap it out, and give them another one, and it's the same problem. So then, finally, we get this update from Apple. Oh, by the way, we've got a software issue. So now all this stuff comes out. Now they've got that issue fixed. We got 20 more issues that are coming down the line. So they've got the 13.1. So if you're an Apple user and you're having all kinds of issues, whether you had a repair just recently or not, it may not be the repair. It could be that the software's just got a problem. Go onto Apple's website on the iOS and see what version of iOS is out and what problems are associated with those that they're already encountering. That would help you a lot so that you're not thinking, well, it's a hardware issue. It may just be software.
Right. You know, I'm running into the same thing with Windows 10. You know, it seemed like after the first of the year, and it's probably just a little echo effect from the fact, I think back in September or October, it's when they started using artificial intelligence for doing updates and determining what needs to be done when and where. Well, it started creating problems in January, February, and March, and now even in April, some of the updates are fixing all the problems that they introduced the last 3 or 4 months.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of things. Like, for example, if you use Office, you know, Microsoft Office, that Teams automatically pops up. You know, they're trying to make it more of a mainstream thing, but they're just sticking it in. Like when you're booting up, you don't have a way to avoid it.
It's just there.
It's there. Yeah. Now, the newer versions, you know, I think they've got enough complaints, has a disable button. So when it pops up, it's got this check mark, you know, so you can actually check it and say, leave me alone.
Yeah,
you know?
Or don't show me this message.
Or just don't start up like this anymore. Because, you know, most people don't use it, but, you know, you still have to deal with it. And yesterday I got a call from somebody out of state, and they said, it was one of my customers, and lo and behold, Teams had run 5 instances, and her machine just got dog slow because I was looking at the, you know, when you look at the performance chart on Windows 10, there's all kinds of traffic trying to go to the internet and then let off, go to the internet, let off. So I said, okay, what is running that needs internet activity when there's nothing even going on? Well, I don't know how they got that many instances of Teams going, but there were 5. And I started closing them down, and sure enough, as I close them down, now the machine goes back to acting normal. Now, see, the average user, you know, they just turn it on. They just want to go to work, you know, so they don't go to
the task.
They're
not going to know all that.
They're not going to go to the task manager, but you can. You know, when you right-click on the taskbar, there's a task manager. You can see everything that's running. And so some things you can close out, like that's one of them, the Teams, close it out. Chrome was notorious about starting all these multiple things because it's gotten hacked a lot this last year.
Yeah.
So those are things that you have some control over, but it's hard to really understand what's going on. And that's why I'm going to offer more of a service so that I can remote in. You know, people have had that from their support, usually whatever products they use, so that you can look at the screen and you walk through that exercise with the customer. But unfortunately, I've limited myself to one non-business person a day, you know, because my days are full already.
Yeah.
You know, I've got all these business customers. I'd say half a dozen keep me busy probably 110% of the time.
Yeah, you're usually one of those guys that you're multitasking, though. You've got many people that are coming from all angles.
Well, if I could do that from my office and not have to run around, I can work those things in. But otherwise, you know, because like, for example, if I'm building a server and I'm doing updates and I'm doing, you know, the stuff just to build this environment, it takes a little while. It might take 10, 20, 30 minutes. But installs for a server doesn't take hours like it used to. I mean, I can build a server in 10 minutes now. You know, because all this virtual environment makes it much more efficient. But there's all these details that you got to do this, you got to do that. You got to have a little checklist to make sure you got all the bases covered. But like I say, I have a little time where I can do that. So I'll be looking at doing more of that because the remote thing, this whole distance is kind of brought to light. You know, how can you do business? How can you still do business without, you know, being totally down?
Yeah.
And this remote capability is kind of a boon for us.
You know, I think that people have become creative, and that's what we need to be in this time, you know, is creative. How do you deal with your customers from a distance? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you help them from a distance? And I'm dealing with that too, even in my shop. Some of the stuff I can help them over the phone with where they don't have to come down. Of course, it limits the amount of money you make because you can't really charge them over the phone unless you've got some kind of service built up like that. But, you know, there's a lot of problems I've had to help people, walk them through doing their own repair so that they didn't have to get out. But, you know, that's part of our community efforts that we try to help our community.
Yeah, and I kind of think the same way. I think the more you can help people kind of help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, now it just makes it better all the way around.
Sure.
You know, instead, like when I first got in this business, everybody used to hoard this information and they never would tell you the whole story.
Sure.
You know, so all of a sudden you have to do the same fixes all the time, but you charge for it. Well, I really don't want to charge for those things that really don't, you know, don't move things forward. Yeah. So if I'm into making a change, I want to make a you know, it's an opportunity to make things better. So if you can kind of better the environment for the user and yourself, you know, it's a win-win.
Well, you know, I had a customer tell me the other day, he says, you know, it's just weird that you offer this service of free charging port cleanings, you know, because people will bring it in and I'll just clean it for them and send them on their way. But I said, you know, it prevents for the future you having to come in and get a charging port replacement every time it gets dirty. 9 times out of 10, most places you go will go ahead and repair the charging port and charge you an arm and a leg to do it, and it was just a cleaning is all you needed. Now, if the port is really bad, I'll let you know and say you're going to need to get a new port. But most generally, it's always a cleaning. But, you know, I offer that service for 2 reasons. One, it helps the customer be able to keep their phone lasting longer so that they don't just say, well, you know, it's so expensive to get that charging port replaced. Let me just go ahead and buy a new phone. You know, that keeps that from happening. And then the second thing is, I know it takes out of my pocket if I was going to change out a charging port, but it takes a long time to change out a charging port. And I could be doing other repairs that actually are more lucrative if I didn't have to mess with that stupid charging port. So offering that service to clean it for free has just been something I've done from the beginning. And I know it makes people happy because some people feel guilty when they come in. Well, I got to pay you something for your time, you know. But I always just tell them, well, if you want to leave a tip, you can just throw it on the counter, be on your way. But, you know, as far as that goes, I'm here to help you. I just want to be able to make sure that you're not tearing up that port. It's not really bad, so don't go replace it. Just needed a good cleaning. So, yeah. You know, sometimes we can help in that area. Think it for you and I, it does benefit us in some ways.
Yeah, from our perspective, I mean, if you want to do work, you want to do meaningful work.
Meaningful work, exactly right.
Meaningful work is so much, you know, more satisfying to do than trivial stuff, which, you know, a lot of people, you know, we think in the back of our head, well, you should be able to do this yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and there may be some reason why they can't, but well, I'm sure give them every opportunity to do
those types of repairs, people aren't going to want to do them themselves. I mean, changing a charging port,
right.
When you've got 30 little tiny bitty micro screws the size of the head of your little tiny screwdriver, is just not going to be something you want to see people digging around in their phone trying to do, because they're going to mess something up. But in the same point, in the light of it all, I don't mind doing those kind of repairs, but I would rather be doing other repairs. So if I can help you prevent that for a while, we can do
that. We were talking earlier about patching. If you would just patch your operating system, you know, do your updates. But most people are afraid because, you know, especially like with Windows 10, they got their notification that they were just, it's like the old pop-ups.
Yeah.
You know, in your browser, they're popping up, telling you, well, you got to do this and you got to do that. And whether that's a legitimate request or not, you know, it's questionable. You know, if you don't understand the lingo or the language, what it's even asking for, you just avoid it. Because I have a lot of people use like virus protection software, and it'll give them the alerts and says, you know, they'll just close those out and they never really fix the problem.
They don't really fix it, and it gets worse down the road.
Yes, because
we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with more of Tech Talk right here after this 1 minute time out.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
Join Redeemer Lutheran Church this Sunday at 1 p.m. in their parking lot for a live church service. Tune your radio right here to K1 1400 or 93.3. Can't join in person? Still listen on the radio or on your Bartlesville radio app. Or feel free to watch live on the Redeemer Lutheran Church Facebook page at your leisure. Download sermon notes and PowerPoint of the service at RedeemerBartlesville.org. And tune in Sundays at 1 p.m. on 1400 93.3 K1 for a live drive-in church service from Redeemer Lutheran in Bartlesville.
Good morning. And welcome back. It is 7:55, and you're listening to Tech Talk with Charles and Charles.
I'm your shining star. No matter where you are. No matter who you are.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, that's a great song. I used to love that song.
Oh, yeah.
The music was, Charlie and I would always just be bouncing our heads when he would start that one. That was a good one. If you're listening, Charlie, I miss you. Yeah, he's a great guy, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he still is a great guy. He's not, has been. He's still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, going back to it, we were talking about preventive maintenance. But, people do this with phones, too. They don't do their updates because they don't want to have a problem. Well, it seems like every time I do an update, I have a problem. But there's problems being fixed in that update for previous
problems.
For
other reasons, right.
And if you let those build up, then when it goes to do it, you'll have a system like this lady I had the other day. Her phone voltage regulator and power management chip got damaged, and it was overheating her phone. Even with new batteries, nothing was going to fix it. It was just getting red hot. And I knew that power management chip was going, so I told her, I said, it's time to get a new phone. So she went down to AT&T to get a new phone. But in the process, she left her phone there. We were trying to do a backup of it to the cloud since I have fast internet. And we thought, okay, this will get done. But she hasn't backed up in years.
Mm.
So it started going through that backup process, and it went from, 42 minutes all the way up to like 6 hours, and it was just kept building. And finally, it just stopped and said, can't do this update. There's just too many problems to do the update. And the update was so bad because she hadn't updated in so long, it didn't have enough cloud space to be able to do it all.
Well, plus there's prerequisites. Yeah. Like some of the latest updates require some previous updates, and they're not all inclusive in that latest one. So you have to be up to a certain level, then you can go into the certain level. And that's where I think Windows 10 has basically required certain updates to be there before they do the next one. Because when you do an update, it doesn't automatically take it to the latest
version.
Exactly,
yeah.
It does it in stages.
Mm-hmm.
And it making all those calls for you, yeah, that's kind of caused some problems. So, but you got to do it. And the operating system is pretty critical because everything depends on that.
Exactly. That's either computer or iOS or Android. Your software is your key.
Right.
That's what's going to make that phone run or that laptop run.
Or make
whichever.
It run well. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things I was telling her is now the best thing that you can do is take this phone back home, mount it to your computer, and quickly move all your videos, your photos, your contacts, and all those to a computer. And then when you get your new iOS in your new phone, it'll be updated to the final.
Right.
Then you can move all those things back and then back up your phone. Get it backed up while it's got it. Keep it on a local backup. My backups happen whether I want them to or not at 10:30 or 11:30 at night. Every night my phone does its backup automatically. I don't have to do it for it. But that helps me if I drop that in a pool of water or run over it with the vehicle and can't ever reuse it again. I can just go down to the store and I only lose like a couple hours that it didn't back up, so if I took a photo or two, I may have lost those, but I didn't lose everything. It's up in the cloud and I can just pull it down to my new phone. So always do your backups. It's important to do them. Don't wait them out.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's why I like using the PC myself. I always just hook up, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, I can plug it in directly and I just do a local backup because my machine backs up anyway, so, I've got a backup of the backup.
A backup of a backup.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I do. I try to keep at least two backups.
Yeah, it's
that
good
way,
to have two levels.
I've gone to retrieve a document before on an SD disk or something, and it wouldn't load for some reason, but I had another backup. So I went to that one and then found out the other disk had a bad sector or something, or just whatever was wrong with it. It wouldn't boot up and had errors of some sort. It's always wise to have double backups.
It's
never a bad thing.
You just never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, we're into the final 30 seconds or so of the show. Charles, Maul, where can we find you?
ITVillage.one. I'm tweaking on my site right now, so it'll take a little bit, but I'm doing my community building piece.
Charles Miller, what you up to?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at NBR Electronics downtown in the Professional Annex building, 510 South Keeler.
And park responsibly.
Yes, yes, park responsibly.
Yes.
All right, that's going to do it for our program today. Gentlemen, have yourself a great week. We will see you next Saturday, same time, for Tech Talk right here on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned. CBS News is next.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227.